Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
This episode of Comedy Bang Bang is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Plus, auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Quote now at progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates national average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. This episode of Comedy Bang Bang is brought to you by Squarespace. Turn your great idea into a reality with Squarespace. Squarespace makes it easier than ever to launch your passion project, whether you're showcasing your work or selling products of any kind. With beautiful templates and the ability to customize just about anything, you can easily make a beautiful website yourself. And if you do get stuck, Squarespace's 24/7 award-winning customer support is there to help. Head to squarespace.com/bangbang for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, use the offer code bangbang to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. I'm just snorting coke off the big fake titties of life. Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang. Thank you to Whale Print Pants. I believe that's Whale Print Pants' first appearance on the catchphrase submissions. And while catchy, I don't believe I'm going to stick with it. So the search continues. Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang for another week. And what a week it is. A little later, we will have an emergency responder. That is exciting. And we also have a trainer coming up. So I'm always interested in health and fitness. So that will be exciting to talk to them. But first up on the show, from the world of show business, we have one of our favorite guests from he's been with us, a friend of the show, for 9 years in counting. He's been on this program. I believe he came out to the early Indie 103.1 days and the old radio station for his first appearance. And
I believe.
I think so, yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. We'll never know.
It's been a long time.
It has been
It's always
a long
been
time.
Shady.
It has, yeah. Always these weird pockets of – remember the old place right next to the marijuana dispensary? Where we had a window – and the window overlooked a garbage, what do you call those, dump thing?
A dumpster?
Dumpster, yeah.
Yeah.
Garbage. I had garbage. I had dump.
Yeah.
Couldn't get the stir
right
in there. Stir it up, as Bob Marley once said. Do you agree with that?
I sure do. What, are you going to let it just sit there? You got to stir it up.
He was prescient. Do you say prescient or prescient?
I say prescient.
I say prescient too, but then someone said prescient and it made me feel stupid.
No. Well, I think it's probably prescient.
Prescient.
Not prescient, but prescient isn't, you know, whatever.
What was that movie, Precious?
Precious? I actually never saw Precious.
You didn't?
I never did.
And
no,
I'll introduce you in a second. I thought it was so great and so touching because I was watching this true life story of this troubled teen.
Yeah.
I had tears running down my face, and then I looked it up, and it was all fake. It was all just some writer wrote it.
Oh, because it says a true story or something like that?
I don't even think it says a true story, but I went into it thinking, like, I'm going to see this true story. And it was and then at the end, I was just like, boy, this writer, you know, just heaped a bunch of troubles on this fake person.
Right.
I guess that's all movies.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
But I felt conned. I felt swindled.
I don't feel that much about movies, but I do feel that about novels. Like, in terms of, like, first of all, reading is hard for me because of my attention span. Like, I'm right. not a good
hey, over here.
Book. Hey, I'm not a good book reader. I'm a much better magazine article reader, as mm-hmm. long as it's not too long.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
like because
one of those
I just,
Vanity Fair ones.
I kind of get to the end. I'm like, okay, I get it. I mean, yeah. unless there's, you know, more, you know, like who's gay or they haven't given you the full details
By
of
the way,
murder
who
yet.
Who do we got this week?
Spencer Tracy.
What?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, according to the Scotty Bowers movie.
Well, you know, you have.
Do you know the Scotty Bowers movie?
I don't know the Scotty Bowers movie.
Oh, it's so. My wife went and saw it, and I will see it. It's a documentary about Scotty Bowers, who was a gas station attendant. He was in World War II.
Sounds like prime documentary material.
Came back to L.A., was a cute gas station attendant. Walter Pidgeon was the first one to say, hey, would you like to come up to my place? And they went up to Walter Pidgeon's place and had sex. And then Scotty Bowers became like the group sex gay party thrower of
Guru
Hollywood.
Of Hollywood in the
50s? Yeah, fucked everybody.
Wow.
And is naming names.
He's alive and he's currently
naming
names.
He's currently naming names. He wrote a book, which is a fantastic read.
Okay.
Because for me, it's the best kind of book because you don't have – open it anywhere and just start –
and just
dig in. Dig in as long as the bowel movement takes.
Wasn't that his motto as well?
Yeah,
just open it
right.
anywhere and dig
open
in.
Open up and dig in.
Yeah.
But there's a documentary about him, and apparently the documentarian really like – researched all
really?
His claims.
Okay,
yeah.
That's good. It's not just like
yeah, because
filming
he would have
guy.
These crazy boasts like, you know, like Albert Kinsey heard about me and came to interview me and I blew his mind because I did everything. And he was like, there's no other person that does everything. And the documentarian like goes to the Kinsey Institute in Bloomington, right. Indiana, and they're like, oh, yes, we have records of – and then he did, in fact, seek out Scotty Bowers, and was he Alfred Kinsey's mind was blown. Yes, it's true.
They actually had that
yes,
in
yes. –
his mind was blown.
Yes.
Well, God bless him. I think that anyway – I think we should all have sex with – we should attempt in our lives to have sex with every living being on the planet.
Oh, really?
What do you think?
Wow.
That's just some crazy theory I have maybe, but I –
That explains your studios, why they're all so seedy.
I think from the minute you're born, you should just like get on a checklist and try to roll through everything.
Start fucking.
Andy Richter is here. Welcome to the show.
Start fucking. That's my memoir, Andy Richter. Start fucking.
And once you're passed on, it'll be Andy Richter stopped fucking.
That happened a while ago.
Yeah. Well, you welcome to the show. Speaking of fucking, you're on that Conan show.
I am.
Still. You just got back from Comic-Con a few weeks back, right?
Yes. We were at Comic-Con for our fourth year in a row.
Speaking of fucking.
Yeah. I last year figured out, because I am a grumpy old man. I don't know if you can tell, but I am. I'm a grumpy old man. And Comic-Con is I feel like a grumpy old man, like at a sock hop when I'm there. I have no idea.
The chaperone who's
right.
like parting couples
right.
from
like
touching
too much. Like the chaperone that doesn't have children.
Right.
You know, that's like hanging out at, the kid gym where they have birthday parties for 4-year-olds. Like, and I'm just there like, hey, you know, I'm a gymnastics enthusiast, but I don't know anything. As it goes on, we have writers who are genuinely into that culture.
Wait, writers who are into nerd culture?
Yeah, I know. It's hard to believe, right? And so we rely on them heavily, and they're not young either. They're like, you know. They're regular adult people.
Right. You should hire some like 15-year-olds the week you're there.
Listen.
Just to write jokes about.
Not in actual years, but in emotional, mental years, we have plenty of them.
Right.
But I don't get any of it. And last year I started, I stay at a hotel out by the beach.
Right.
In La Jolla.
Brag.
And oh my goodness. Yeah, me and the Romneys, you know. I wherever, whenever I go somewhere and they say, what hotel do you want to stay in? I say,
Put me wherever Mitt is.
Romney adjacent, please. But I stay out at the beach, and it is a palliative to go away from Comic-Con and just go out on the beach. And I had people come out this year and had like a barbecue on the beach, which was really fun. So, yeah. So it's like I have found a way to make it much better for me, because in the previous years, we'd stay at a hotel in the midst of it. And it really is kind of like a festival of entitlement too, so that I can't go to buy Preparation H hemorrhoid wipes at CVS without people thinking it's a meet and greet, you know, like, oh my God, can I get a, you know, like, yeah, okay, let me.
I mean, you can wipe off after you shake their hands. So.
No, they're too valuable for that.
So you don't know, you say you don't know anything that they're talking about. You don't know any pop culture stuff anymore. I know
who Superman is.
Okay, let's give you a test.
Okay.
This is what I'm trying to say. And I'll, at a certain
and
point.
Do you know this stuff?
We'll see, because there's stuff I don't know because
right,
I'm
right.
too old for it, but we'll give you a little test and we'll see what the cutoff is.
Right.
Okay. So number one, cartoons.
Cartoons.
Do you know what these are?
I do. They are moving pictures with sound, but mm-hmm. I mean, they're pictures like drawn
pictures. You're describing
movies.
Okay.
They're
okay,
drawn
good.
Pictures.
They're drawn
like
pictures.
With a pen and ink or
okay.
paintings.
Good. So you know what these are.
If you're familiar with, say, like Betty Boop, that's a cartoon.
Okay, so you know Betty Boop.
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I do.
Okay, good, good.
And you know, who is, that brings up something.
Yeah.
You know, you'll see like a Betty Boop bumper sticker on a car.
Yeah, who are these people who know
what
who Betty
fuck?
Boop is anymore?
Who cares? Like, where do you see Betty Boop? And what the, it's gross.
Yeah, you and I are roughly the same age, 28, 29.
Yeah.
And I mean, Betty Boop was like an old thing when I was young.
And they're gross.
Yeah.
Like, I remember being a child just being off-put by any kind of Betty Boop.
What was it about Betty Boop that you didn't like?
I think, first of all, for women of a certain age, they identify with Betty Boop in some gross way.
Primal way.
Primal way. Like, they want to have, like, a Mardi Gras parade-sized head. That is impossible to support with a human body.
I guess now that you're bringing it up, that is part and parcel of what Betty Boop's whole thing is.
Yes.
She has a giant head.
She has a head that is the at least like if
the size of her torso.
A third, yeah, it's a third of her height is
right.
skull.
Right.
And then I think also too what Betty Boop represents is like a cartoon that you can fuck.
Right, yeah.
Because
it primarily
like, yeah,
was drawn for that purpose.
I mean, it's like, because aside from like Daisy Duck, what other cartoon are you going to want to fuck?
Well, we'll get to them.
Okay.
But it would be interesting to see like Betty Boop's skeleton. You know, her remains.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
you know,
yeah.
just that giant skull and
oh,
the
yeah.
tiny spindly bones down below.
There's, I can't remember his name, but there's a great, this artist. And I think
John?
He still does it. No.
Okay.
But there's this artist, and I bought one of them. He's a graphic artist in San Francisco, and he'll buy like a Poppin' Fresh doll, like an old Poppin' Fresh doll,
right.
and he'll cut a quarter out of it or have it and then make it like a visible man, like put
oh,
in
wow.
skeleton and guts made out of skull.
That's cool.
It's really
cool. Who is
cool.
this? We got to figure it out. Listeners, send it to us.
I know, I know. You know, yeah, just look up, you know, like.
Wait, what are the keywords? We got invisible.
Poppin' Fresh skeleton.
Pop and fresh or and fresh?
Poppin' Fresh.
Pop in.
Poppin' Fresh.
Pop in.
Skeleton.
Skeleton.
Statue.
Google.
Yes. I'm telling you, Poppin' Fresh.
No, no, the bare
skeleton.
Minimum.
Oh,
so the bare. So
what is this? The internet
doll bones. If you looked up doll bones, would it be the first thing that comes up?
No,
the bare minimum of letters.
That
in
would
order
be dollbones.com, which is like a porn thing.
True. Yeah, that's true.
No, I bet you it would be
doll.
Well, he
doll
also
is
did
probably,
it with.
Yes,
I'm trying to think. I think he also did it with. Big Boy, like Bob's Big
Boy.
Oh,
Bob's Big Boy.
Yeah.
Okay. So Bob's Big Boy Bone.
That's, yeah. That sounds like one of those old paperbacks, one of those old dirty paperbacks. Bob's Big Boy Bone.
Let's continue our quiz here.
Yes.
All right. Bob's Big Boy.
I know Bob's Big Boy.
Oh, you just mentioned
it. And that is a comic. Yeah, okay. That was not a good question considering that I'd already answered it.
Woody Woodpecker.
Yes.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, will you do the noises of everyone? You didn't do Betty Boop.
No, I ain't.
Boop, boop, ba-doop.
There you go. There you go.
I can be fucked.
Okay,
that's one of her less popular lines.
Let's continue on, and I may be just trying to get you to do the voices. Shaggy from Scooby-Doo. Do you know who that is?
Yes, I do. That would be...
Prove it.
Oh, Shag!
He was not referring to himself.
Oh, Scooby! No, he was asked. They were asking what kind of carpet he would like in the mystery machine.
Oh, wait, was Austin Powers...
Oh, Shag!
Was Austin Powers asking him what he fancied? A shag?
Right, exactly. A shag.
All right, let's continue on.
Okay.
Okay. The Harlem Globetrotters.
I know who they are. Yeah, but I mean, but to say a cartoon, yeah,
they were a cartoon. Yeah,
sure.
You know, I believe Meadowlark turned into a anthropomorphic basketball or had spaghetti arms.
I don't remember exactly, honestly.
Okay, continuing on.
And also name another. Okay, all right, I was going to say name another Harlem Globetrotter besides Meadowlark Lemon, and
yeah,
I thought
Curly
Neal.
Yeah, Curly Neal.
But name beyond that.
Well, they were the headliners.
Yeah.
You know? They were above the title.
There's probably a lot of really bitter Globetrotters right now.
I know.
And they're not trotting anything.
Have you ever been to the Globetrotters?
I believe I was when I was an adolescent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get confetti in your hair?
I don't think so.
From those buckets?
I don't think so.
They really,
I don't think I,
they really try to trick you, don't they?
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. I don't like it, to be honest.
It's being pranked.
I don't like being tricked. That's why Trump's president. Because the Globetrotters and their buckets of water that aren't water.
All right, continuing on.
Yes.
DuckTales.
DuckTales. I do know DuckTales.
You know, and what do you know about them?
DuckTales are a spinoff of Donald Duck and his nephews Huey, Dewey, and Louie going on adventures with And Scrooge McDuck is in it. Mm-hmm. And then there's some like
Flapjack
Patrick Warburton duck that flies a plane.
Right.
And it kind of like brought in like a Indiana Jones kind of thing.
Right. Okay. Well, you know a lot about DuckTales.
I think they just started him up again and I auditioned for a voice and I didn't get it.
Oh, Ben Schwartz got it.
Did he?
Well, he got one of them.
Oh, okay.
All right. So you know DuckTales. What about Chuck E. Cheese?
Chuck E. Cheese is a pizza restaurant with animatronic animals.
You sound like you're drunk now. You just took a sip of something. What is in there?
Huh?
Chuck E. Cheese is a pizza restaurant.
Well, that's a voice I put on when I want you to believe that I know something.
Grandpa, we didn't ask you about Chuck E. Cheese.
It's a pizza restaurant.
We're trying to get you to sign your...
pizza's an Italian food.
Your do not resuscitate.
It's a bread disc with tomato
Grandpa.
Sauce
right,
and
Grandpa.
Cheese. Chuck E. Cheese restaurants are very famous for drunken adults and almost coming to blows over skee ball machines. Every fucking time I've been to a Chuck E.
Really?
Cheese. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. They are
over the right to play skee ball on them?
Yeah, like angry drunken parents because they have booze at them too.
Right.
And you take kids there and it's like it gets fucking weird and angry. Yeah.
Right, yeah. They need more places with booze and kids.
Yeah, they do.
You know what I mean? Just mingling.
You know what? People are we and you've been to it. We have a New Year's Eve party every year
that we
call New Year's Evening because it starts about 6 o'clock.
Ends around 7.
Yeah, it ends around 10. Get the fuck out. And it's for people with kids. And I always kind of like, you know, I grew up with parents having parties and at an early age being like, oh, that's what a drunk person is. And I don't necessarily think, you know, and I mean nobody was ever – well, I mean I can't say nobody was ever. But it wasn't ever like really sloppy, terrible drunk. But I do kind of feel like people are like, no, it's not a party with kids. It's kind of like –
No, I mean
integrate your life.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
The kids are there. They're
have a few cocktails,
witnessing
right,
what
right.
it's like to be an adult. They're
right.
maybe saying like, "Oh, I I'm a little boy who wants to be a big boy. I wanted someday, you know, get that drunk, you know? I mean, we all
let him find you in the alley getting high. Like, is that so bad?
Is that a song lyric? What'd you say?
Let him find you in the alley getting high.
Yeah. Oh, Mr. Dylan.
That's right.
Let him find you in the alley getting high. Do you do a Bob Dylan impression? I've always wondered.
No. Well, I do one of you doing Bob Dylan.
Oh, great.
So
it
would sound exactly like what you just did. So there's really no need for it.
Okay. Yeah. No. We'll just move on. Okay. So I'm trying to find the cutoff for you here.
Right.
And we may be at the cutoff of what I know about.
I know. See, that's why I asked at the beginning of this endeavor.
Yeah.
How deep your knowledge was, I bet you don't know who Starshine is or
Princess Mononoke.
Princess Mononoke. I actually just went to see.
You did?
Princess Mononoke because.
How weird that I thought of that.
Because they
and
are.
How weird that you did that.
That Fathom event, you know, that does like the pay-per-view events in theaters.
The things that they hype a lot that no one goes to.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, like one of the ones that I love is that in theaters you can go, and I think it's every Saturday morning, and watch a matinee of an opera at the Met.
Yeah.
Like there are certain theaters.
Well, it's always like, hey, come on Sunday at a precise time to see a live broadcast of a 4-hour Shakespeare thing. No.
Yeah, right.
Like I'll watch it at home. Maybe I'll get to it at home at some point. But, you know, what, I'm going to go to a theater to watch this?
Yeah. Well, you know, there's a certain danger of jerking off in a theater.
This is unrelated to what?
No. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. I understand the impetus. I went. They've been like every. I think I don't know if it's once a month, but they've been showing all the Studio Ghibli classics. And
did
Princess
you just have
Mononoke.
A stroke? What did you
no,
just
no.
say?
Studio Ghibli. That's the studio, the Miyazaki studio.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And Princess Mononoke was playing. And my son, who's 17, who speaks Japanese, has been taking Japanese since he was in seventh grade.
Mm-hmm.
My wife and daughter were out of town. I was like, hey, Princess Mononoke's playing. And they'll play the dub version, then the subtitle version, and then the dub version. They do three.
Mm-hmm.
So the subtitle version, it's in Japanese. And I was like,
you have to see this three times in a row?
No. It's over the various nights. It's over 3 nights.
Okay.
And
3-night event.
Yes. And I said, let's go see the subtitled one. And he was like, okay, yeah, let's do that. But because he's 17, he's constantly breaking dates with me because, like,
his friends
will be like, you know, like, let's go look at a shoe. And he's like, well, that's a lot better than doing something with dad. Oh, you were going to shoe look? Okay. So, like, right before. And he always is so sweetly tortured and conflicted.
Oh, yes. You've not sent me. That would be weird. But you've shown me some of his texts about being tortured, about breaking.
Like, oh, I really should. I feel terrible. Like, don't feel terrible.
Just go do it, but go be with your friends.
So I did go to Princess Mononoke by myself.
Oh, Andy.
Whatever. It was fun. It was fun. It's a beautiful movie. And, and definitely worth seeing in a theater. All of those studios.
With several, you know, just solo gentlemen.
With a bunch of fucking nerds. It was in Burbank, so I'm sure it was a lot of animation people.
Yeah, that's true.
Because there's a lot of animation people in Burbank. And it really did bug me because a lot of the motherfuckers laugh at points when it's that ongoing thing of like, what the fuck are you people laughing at? Like,
are they laughing to prove how smart they are?
No, they're laughing at like at a couple of like heartbreaking moments, like there's heartbreaking moments. They're like, like what the fuck are you laughing at?
How odd.
Or just like
because they're uncomfortable or because they think it's funny.
I don't know. Like there's just like maybe it is maybe it is discomfort. Maybe it is youthful ironic detachment.
Where I'm from, you go see a movie. When someone gets hit in the balls, you laugh, and that's it.
Right. The rest of the time, you sit there stone-faced.
Exactly.
You can't expel that emotion. You got to save it up for your mother's funeral, and then you let it all out.
Speaking of animation, let's continue our quiz.
Okay. I'm up for it. I wish I had a buzzer.
WALL-E.
I mean, yes, I know WALL-E.
Yeah, I couldn't quite tell what that buzzer sound was.
That was me buzzing in.
Oh, okay, okay, got it.
Yes, I know WALL-E. WALL-E, you talk about beautiful movies. That's a beautiful movie.
It's a beautiful, beautiful movie.
Oh, such a heartbreaking, wonderful, yet you know, your heart breaks, and then a flower grows out of it.
And then it heals.
Yeah, it cracks open, and then, like, a flower grows out of it. And then a heart is the fruit of that flower, and it's disgusting.
It's disgusting, and there's manure.
And nobody picks
flower.
It, and then it gets, like, dry in the sun,
and then
it stinks.
Your gardener has to come and just chop it down.
These fucking human hearts all
over
the
yard. You wish you were one of those robots?
And Wally?
Sure.
No, I wish I was one of those immobile fat people.
Does sound fun, doesn't it?
Mm.
All right, let's see. What's after Wally? Let's see. Chicken Little?
Yeah, I know about Chicken Little.
The cartoon?
Yes.
Okay.
God. I do.
Well, we've covered the gamut of animation.
Yeah, I guess I do know more about Comic-Con than I thought.
All right, well... Andy Richter is here. You can see him, as far as I'm concerned, nightly on Conan.
Yeah, well, fortnightly.
Fortnightly.
We're not on Fridays.
Every fortnight?
Fortnightly.
Wait, Fortnite. That's
Monday.
Do you know Fortnite, about Fortnite?
Fortnite. It's a game.
God, I can't stop
this
guy.
But I don't know what it is. I mean, I don't know what it is either.
I know people play it. Yeah. Maybe you shoot something? You probably shoot something.
I bet
something.
It is a shooty thing because... And I know a lot of – the first time I heard of it was during the World Cup. Some of the soccer people were celebrating their goals by doing Fortnite poses.
Oh, cool.
Like they were mimicking characters in Fortnite. And someone mentioned that and I went, that must be a video game.
So, I mean, first of all, very smart that context clues led you to it being a video game.
Yes.
You were correct on that as far as I'm concerned.
Yes.
And yet – neither of us know exactly
what it is or
what a Fortnite pose is. There are probably listeners right now who are screaming at their phones or their iPods.
I'm 51 years old. It's all you need. All you need is to know things like that.
Right.
Fortnite is a video game.
It's a video game.
You can just move on.
They do poses.
Right, exactly. You can just move on to be like Pretty Little Liars was on something called, now I can't remember it.
TV.
They changed ABC Family
to
Kaleidoscope or Shadowbox.
Freeform.
That's
Freeform.
What it was. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But don't you want to know one of these Fortnite poses so you can do it and have your son laugh and go, ha, Dad's pretty cool.
You know what? I think if you just – honestly, there's probably lots of poses. So if you just did a pose and said, it's Fortnite, most people would go like, oh, wow. That old man knows about games.
Have you ever done one of those poses like one of the, you know.
Dapping? Dapping or dabbing?
Dabbing. Have you ever like dabbed in front of your kids?
I have not.
Because I think 99% of the time they would go, Dad, cut it out.
Yeah, yeah. No, I have not. I have never. No. No, my children... No, they find me disgusting on a good day. So if I was to dab, it would probably be a justifiable homicide in teen court.
Well, disgusting on a good day. Andy Richter is here. Can you stick around for the entire program? We have other guests that we're about to get to.
Listen, I'll stay for the next one.
But when
are you recording that one?
Right after the break.
Oh, okay. No, I mean the next show.
Oh, you're going to say for the next show too?
Sure.
Great. Andy Richter will be our guest.
Things aren't good at home.
Okay, we need to take a break. When we return, we will have trainer of some sort. That's exciting, right, Andy?
Yeah, when you introed that, I thought like, oh, fuck, I'm a trainer.
You thought I was introducing you?
Yeah, I thought like, oh, boy, now I'm going to have to know about fitness.
So you thought... Because I might have made a mistake,
right?
You were going to have to suddenly
like,
come up with a lot
shit,
of
shit. Yeah.
No. Our next guest
now
will
I'm
take care
to
of
know
this.
Kinesiology.
I thought you were saying Knievel.
No, I wasn't.
No, you weren't. Remember him?
Evel Knievel.
The human fly.
Wait, the human fly? Oh, that was that. Isn't he like a French guy that climbed up buildings?
God, I can't stump you. All right. Well, we'll see. Maybe our next guest has something.
Or no, was he French?
I hope so.
I think the French guy was the tightrope walker dude.
Yeah, you're talking about Man on Wire.
Right. And then didn't like Joseph Gordon-Levitt make a movie that no one saw about it?
Man on Wire.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Did you see it?
Of course not.
Yeah, no.
What am I going to go to a theater? Like, if I'm not going to go see the opera on Sunday mornings, I'm not going to go watch a movie about a tightrope walker.
Right.
You know, give me.
Did you see the Joseph Gordon-Levitt movie about bicycle messengers?
No.
Yeah, no. Why would anyone?
Although
do
we
that?
Had his publicist here for a while about talking about that, but no, of course
his
not.
His publicist came on a show to talk about the movie.
Yeah, I'm like, get me Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Don't get me the publicist. But no, yeah, we got the.
Shit, really? You had a publicist?
Yeah,
on?
Yeah. You can hear it on a previous episode.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah, it's very sad.
It's pretty soon they won't need stars. They'll just need publicists
I know,
to talk
this,
about.
This guy
stuff.
Has come on several times. He was on in our South by Southwest episode this year, as a matter of fact, just talking
You've
about movies.
You've got to see Joseph Gordon-Levitt in the Bicycle
that's
not, Messenger
that's
movie.
That's pretty good. That's, oh, so you fantastic. Do know about him because
yes,
you do an
I
impression
do.
Of him.
No, I just know those people.
All right. Look.
And when I say those people, I mean to be offensive.
Look, we need to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have a trainer and more Andy Richter, and a little later, an emergency responder. We'll be right back with more Comedy Bang Bang after this. Ah, Morpheus the Dream Lord. He visits us every night and plants ideas in our head, drops those seeds into our brains. And if you have a dream that you actually want to take out of the dream world and into this dimension, aka reality, well, there's no one better to help you with that than Squarespace, because Squarespace makes it easier than ever to launch your passion project. We all have them, passion projects. Maybe you're looking to start a new business. Maybe you have something that you just want to showcase on the internet, you know, like you write or you took pictures of your art or whatever. Maybe you want to publish content. Look, we all want to publish content. That's a common goal. If you want to sell products, whatever it is, Squarespace is the tool for you. They have beautiful templates, and these things are created by world-class designers. Plus, you can customize just about anything with just a few clicks, like click, click, click. Oh, customized. Click, click. Also customized. You can easily make beautiful websites yourself. You don't need some jerk coming in here saying like, oh, yeah, this is going to be a pretty difficult project. I'm going to need about 5 months to build your website. No, you don't need it. You can do it yourself. Squarespace's powerful e-commerce functionality. That's a tough word to say, functionality, and I barely made it through it. It lets you sell anything online, and their analytics help you grow your site in real time, and everything's optimized for mobile right out of the box. There's nothing to install, patch, upgrade, whatever, ever. Buying domains with them is simple. You get all the help you need with Squarespace's 24/7 award-winning customer support. Squarespace empowers millions of people, from designers to lawyers, artists to gamers, even – and this – and I could not believe this the first time I read this. I was flabbergasted. I was knocked backward off my seat when I heard that Squarespace empowers restaurants and gyms. Oh, they let restaurants and gyms use their service. The lowliest of the low, the restaurants and gymnasiums, they help all these businesses turn great ideas into something real. Head over to squarespace.com/bangbang for a free trial. And when you are ready to launch, use the offer code bangbang to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. That is squarespace.com/bangbang, offer code bangbang. Comedy Bang Bang, we're back here. Andy Richter is our guest from
still
to the right of Conan. Conan's right-hand man.
That is, yeah,
the
guess.
The position of power. You ever think
right,
about
right.
that? Like, what's rule? What is it about the right hand? It's because it's most well, people the, are right hand.
No, handed. I think it's because you're supposed to wipe your butt with your left hand.
Oh, got yeah, it. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. You ever wipe Conan's butt?
Certainly not.
Wait,
no.
Here's a real question. Were he to become, and we all get there, so nothing wrong with this. Were he to become older and infirm,
no,
out of the job?
No, no.
You would give up the job
no.
and all of your income?
I'd let him stew in his fucking filth.
All right. Speaking of stewing in their fucking filth, this next guest probably does not do that. He is a trainer, and let me get the information about him. Oh, wait a minute. He's a returning guest. This is Dash Grabham.
Oh, Scott.
Dash, grab him. Welcome back to the show.
Good. Just to clarify again, I'm not a physical trainer. I am a Pokemon trainer trying to become a Pokemon master by catching all the Pokemon in the world.
Oh, I know what Pokemon are.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
You probably saw. Okay, so I also went to Comic-Con. I was very confused because picture this. You go to a place and there's just a bunch of people dressed up like animals from your world.
Right.
For no reason. That's what Comic-Con is like to me.
Slow down. You go to a place.
That's what I did.
I'm already very confused by this. But you go to a place and people are dressed up like animals from your world?
If you go to Comic-Con, I see a bunch of people like me. I go there. I see a bunch of people walking around dressed like the animals that live in the trees and the lakes and the fields around where I am from, which is the Kanto region.
Okay, I get that. The Kanto region, of course.
And
but,
so where you, when you, it would be like.
What would
you,
our version of that be?
You walk into a place.
Okay, of just any place.
Sure. Let's say it's a big room.
Okay.
And there's just people dressed up like dogs and birds.
But this
giraffes.
Sounds like Comic-Con to me.
Do people just dress up like dogs and birds?
Yeah, there's like furries and stuff there.
My
right?
question is, when you say they're dressed up for no reason, when you say like if you thought like, oh, that guy's dressed up for a reason,
mm-hmm.
what would that reason be?
Bar mitzvah, or like maybe he has some sort of burlesque performance.
I see.
Or it could be any number of things.
You know, in my
line of work, when
you've mentioned two.
Yeah, well, those are the two main reasons to get gussied up.
Right.
One is the Jewish coming of age ceremony.
Sure, that happens around the age of 13, I believe.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
And the other is, you know, if
a burlesque performance
about to do a sexy dance,
which happens at 18, hopefully.
Which happens
sometimes the two things happen at simultaneously.
If it's a good bar mitzvah.
Oh, mm-hmm. Let me tell you. You get the Laker girls or whatever they're called.
Whatever they're called.
Your parents are really rich.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't have a bar mitzvah.
You didn't have? Oh, are you of the Jewish faith?
No. No one from the Kanto region is of the Jewish
okay.
faith. Almost so, no one.
Is that why you didn't have a bar mitzvah?
I was going to say Grabem would have been shortened from like Grabemowski or Grabowitz.
Yeah.
Grabemowitz.
No.
Mm-hmm.
No, I didn't have one.
Dash, welcome to the show.
Hi. It's so good to be back.
To refresh our memories, mm-hmm. and Andy was not with us on this previous episode, you are a Pokemon trainer, what exactly does that mean?
Okay, so there are monsters living in my world. I subjugate
the Kanto
them with
region.
The Kanto region. I subjugate them with battle, and I capture them inside a small ball, where they now work for me and are my friend. It was pointed out to me the last time I was here that this is a morally dubious practice.
It's a little like you're enslaving these creatures.
Sure. As a result, Scott, I am pleased to inform you that, you know, I have kind of updated my ways, and I'm trying not to do the same thing. So I actually did release all of the Pokemon that I had.
You've released all of your... had hundreds, if not thousands.
That's very nice of you to say.
Is it incorrect?
I mean, I don't remember. I'm very good at what I do.
Right.
But anyway, I let them all go, and I only kept... I got some new ones, rather. And I've
Wait. You let everyone...
Let them all go.
But then you captured more.
Caught some more. Yes.
Okay.
But it's different now because now I only catch ones that I'm like 90% sure are criminals.
Oh, okay. So these are, you're incarcerating these Pokemon.
I'm doing what I like to call street justice.
Okay.
Or forest justice.
Forest justice, lake justice.
Do you have streets there in the Kanto region?
Oh, sure. Yeah, we got.
You do.
Yeah,
are they paved or are they just dirt roads?
We got both. You know, if you're in like the Viridian Woods, that's gonna be a dirt road.
Sure.
If you're going to Saffron City, that's gonna be a paved street.
Okay, oh, Saffron City sounds fragrant.
Oh, it's really nice.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. What a color based towns where I'm from.
Why do we name anything?
I truly don't know. And if you ask about some of the creatures in my world, that question really comes right to the fore.
Right. What are some of the creatures in your world?
Well, let me tell you about the three Pokemon that I'm currently having.
So you're currently in your...
You're just down to three.
I only have three because I only found three that I was like, I'm pretty sure you're a criminal. I feel good about keeping you locked up.
Right. 90% sure, you say.
90%.
Right.
So I got this one and it's... How do I describe it? It's kind of like a weasel that stands on its back legs and holds a bone for a club and wears another bone on its head. No joke, the bone on its head is its mother's skull.
What?
It's just a cataloged fact that every single animal of this species, the bone that it's wearing on its head is its mom's bone.
Right.
Because when you become a Pokemon trainer, you get something called a Pokedex. And basically, it's a digital encyclopedia that you get to carry around with you. And if you find a Pokemon, you hold it up in front of it, kind of like Siri. And you go, beep, beep, Siri, what's this? And it says, beep, beep, this Pokemon is called a Cubone, which this one is. And it tells you the skull on its head is its mother's skull.
So, wow. Do they reach a certain point when they wear their mother's skull, or like right out of the womb, they like
collecting?
You want to hear something else that's fucking wild, Andy Richter?
I guess I got time.
Every single animal in my world hatches from an egg.
Oh,
what?
Wow.
All of them.
Even the mammals.
Especially the mammals.
Wow.
Do the eggs come out of cloacas, like out of the mother's cloaca?
I assume so. Yeah. I don't know. I haven't. There are some pervy people who are like, I want to get in to figure out where these Pokemon eggs are coming from. That's not my jam.
They sound like
but you're a trainer. Wouldn't you want to have sort of a holistic knowledge?
I'm not a breeder. I'm a trainer. There are people who are, but yeah, I guess you probably should know, right?
When you say you're a trainer, you're capturing these people. Are you training them to do anything?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, we got
they're
kind
not,
of.
They're not people. They're creatures.
Yes, thank you. They're pocket monsters, to be specific. Right.
Is that what Pokemon stands
what
for?
What Pokemon means?
Pocket monsters?
They're monsters that you can fit in your pocket when
pocket
you incarcerate
monster.
Them against their will.
That sounds like
a
funny thing to call your penis.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have a penis?
Or a
stash?
Vagina. Because
sure
the pocket part.
Sure.
Oh, it's a pocket monster.
That's true. Yeah. You ever see that movie about the vagina with teeth?
Is it called Vagina Dentata?
I hope so. Wait, no, that's a Police album. So now you saw this, your thing, your Siri for Pokemons, what is it called again?
Pokedex,
said that this has its mother's skull upon its head.
Yeah, Cubone.
That's Cubone, right.
Okay. And you said, okay, I'm going to incarcerate
this. I said, this dude can't be walking around.
For the crime of matricide?
I assume so. I mean, you got to figure, if you see anyone wearing parts of their immediate family, get them off the street, Scott.
Yeah.
Perhaps.
So are you training him?
Are you
involved in active training? And what are you training? You're training him to fight,
though, right?
Absolutely.
Blood.
But don't you see that sort of—
drag.
Don't you see you're working at cross purposes in that you're taking a obviously very sick, violent offender off the streets.
And utilizing his skills, yes.
And utilizing his skills
I mean,
to
it would be much,
create more mayhem.
Much like if we incarcerated Charles Manson,
right.
For instance. The original Helter Skelter.
Sure.
And we suddenly started teaching him Taekwondo in order to overpower the guards.
Or say you capture Jeffrey Dahmer and you send him to a culinary institute to just cook humans.
Counterpoint.
Okay.
So I have multiple of these criminals.
Okay.
What good are they into society if they're just locked up? They have these skills. We should be using them to do the jobs no one else would do, like some sort of suicide squad. And that is what
suicide squadding these people?
What's that? Not people. They're pocket monsters.
These creatures? Sorry, these pocket monsters?
It helps me sleep at night if we don't call them people.
We don't want to humanize them.
No.
By the way, did you see that new Jurassic Park movie?
Is it Jurassic Park 2?
No.
Is it Jurassic Park 3?
No.
It's Jurassic Park, the Jurassic game.
Oh, Jurassic Park, Park Strikes Back.
I found it very odd in this movie that Chris Pratt and Ron Howard's daughter, they talk about these dinosaurs and they're on the dinosaur side and they want to free them and they're all like, you know, they humanize all the dinosaurs except for the biggest, scariest one. They're like, that thing doesn't.
That's where we draw the line.
And they keep dehumanizing it by calling it and a thing.
Yeah.
Whereas all the other dinosaurs are he or she.
I don't think I could watch that legally speaking.
Why legally speaking?
What's the rating for that movie?
I believe it's PG-13.
Yeah, I'm 12 years old.
You're 12 years old? How did we not ask this last time you were on the show?
No, I think you did.
Oh, I did. Oh, okay. So tell us about these other two creatures that you have.
One's a big old turtle with two guns on its back, Scott.
Oh, no.
It's big. Like hippo size big.
Oh, dear.
And it's got two guns on its back.
What is this one called?
It's called Blastoise.
Blastoise?
Blastoise.
That's
Are you sure
one.
It's not Blastois?
It sounds sounds Belgian.
He might be French or Belgian. It might be a Blastois. I've only seen it in the Pokedex, and I think that guy calls it a Blastoise. But honestly, like, I don't know who recorded that. That guy could be wrong.
Right.
Let's call him a Blastois.
Are they all in the same ball, or do they all get their own ball?
Oh, God, no.
I don't know.
I don't know if you could do that. That's a very interesting idea. I've never tried to put two Pokemon in the same ball before.
I guess it was a good reason to get out of bed today.
You have multiple balls?
Fascinating. Oh, God, yes. So many. And different kinds, too.
I feel weird asking a 12-year-old that.
Yeah, let me talk to you about my ball, Scott Aukerman.
No.
Okay,
Scott Aukerman. But shouldn't Aukerman you only have three? Do you have a bunch of empty balls?
Yeah, of multiple types. So let me put this to you.
Okay.
If I'm just catching like a tiny thing, I'm going to use a Pokeball. Those ones are red, okay?
Okay.
You want to amp it up a little bit, something a little bit bigger.
Sure. Why would one want to amp it up?
Well, you can't catch a Blastoise in a Pokeball.
Okay.
He's going to burst right out of that sucker.
Oh, he's hippo-sized.
Yeah. He's real big. Okay. It's less of a size thing and more of a strength thing, but yeah, it's a power.
Sometimes
thing.
Those go hand in hand.
For sure. I have no doubt. Mm-hmm. Big things are strong. Yep. That's true.
And little things are usually weak.
And sometimes little things are weak.
But sometimes little things are wiry and they have a lot of muscle strength.
There are bees in my world that literally have drills for hands, Scott. They're not too big, but they're kind of big. And like I said, drills for hands.
Like electric drills?
I mean, they sure do spin like they are.
You
but
know
they
what?
Are,
you don't honestly, know what's I would be troubled by bees with hands for hands.
It's actually better that they look like drills.
Like any of these creatures with opposable thumbs.
Right.
Trouble.
Would be strange,
we got one.
Right.
Oh, really? We got one. Yes, he's the one Pokemon that I think it's fair to say is 100% French, and his name is Mr. Mime.
Mr. Mime!
And he's an animal?
That's an excellent question, because he sure does look like some kind of human.
Oh, my God.
So you sometimes were enslaving humans
I am proud to say, Scott Aukerman, that I have never and would never capture a Mr. Mime.
Oh, okay. You never had a Mr. Mime?
No, thank you.
You've just seen them.
Oh, God, yeah.
Have you done battle with them?
Yeah.
What is their main strategy?
Giving up and running away.
Oh my God.
Declaring themselves neutral until Germany gets too close and then freaking out.
So now what is
building your Maginot line that's imaginary?
What is your third Pokemon that you have?
It's a bomb.
It's a bomb.
It's just a bomb.
Just a bomb.
I don't know how else to say this, Scott.
Is it a sentient bomb?
Yup. It's got eyes and a mouth. And what does it do? It blows up. And the wild part, after it blows up, it's still around. And it can blow up again. And I feel 100% good about taking that off of the streets.
Yeah. I mean, a reusable bomb. Normally a bomb splits into shrapnel. Which, embeds in human beings.
The way God intended. And then it's gone.
Right.
And you know Pokemon evolve, right?
Sure, of course I know that.
They change it. Everyone knows that.
But do they evolve just a given time, or is it something like if they get enough battle experience?
I'm so glad you asked that. Now, there's multiple reasons that a Pokemon can evolve. One is battle experience. Some, though, no matter how much you battle them, will never evolve unless you basically straight up drug them with something that we call stones. So, for example, if you need to make a Pikachu evolve into a Raichu, you would need a Thunderstone. If you wanted to make an Eevee evolve into a Flareon, you would need a Firestone.
Oh, I passed one of those. That's no good.
I don't know why I am actually following this, because it's such a lot of nonsense.
I imagine that you have me back because I talk about things that you're so interested in on a deep level and you just wanted to have more knowledge about.
Sure. Well, so you have three criminals, hardened criminals off the street. Is anyone in your world upset at the fact that these are no longer able to exercise their free will?
Well, they're exercising my free will, so that's something, right?
I guess that's...
They have will. It's just mine.
Those were words, but I don't know what they mean, but they sound good.
Sure. Yeah. So, like, free will, they've all got them. They just have mine, and they do what I want them to do. Does that make sense?
I guess.
Does that make sense?
I don't think so.
I guess they're, like, vessels that hold your will.
I mean, like, what's the thing that you would want to do? Like a free will thing.
Yeah, something like, say you had a Sunday off and you could do anything you wanted.
Be left alone.
Great. So they do that all the time.
Ah, that'd be great. See, I would like to be sealed up in a little ball.
I mean, capture Andy here?
Absolutely.
What is the process of actually capturing anything into one of your Pokeballs?
Okay, well, normally I would have to battle it until it gets too tired to resist, but it sounds like you're a willing participant.
Oh, boy, come on. You got me.
You were born too tired.
Oh, I give up. Enough.
So basically
please.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to throw a Pokeball very fast at your head.
Okay.
It's going to hit you.
Right.
Then, or just before it hits you, or after, sometimes it happens both ways, it's going to open up. Mm. And then a bunch of I don't understand the science between it. A bunch of energy is going to fly out of it. It's going to jump onto you, turn you into energy, and then you're all going to get into that ball. And okay. then you have the option at that point to kind of struggle and break out.
Or now, you could submit.
Is there like a bathroom in the ball or TV?
There's probably no need for this because you're waste neutral, correct?
I mean, been in the ball once, as you recall.
Yes, I do recall, yes. Here.
And as far as I remember, all existence does seem to cease.
So it's almost like being in a coma, except I guess I would imagine when you're in a coma, you shit and piss, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, sure.
I don't know.
Sure, sure. Mario Lanza did.
So it's a lot like being in a coma, except you're in just a coma without any sort of existence at all.
Yeah, you're in a coma until I want you to do something, and then you're not out of a coma, and I need you to follow my orders.
Okay, so Andy, does this sound good to you?
What?
If you're willing to go inside the Pokeball, we'll pay for it.
I guess.
Ultra Ball!
Whoa!
Andy, now he's in it.
Oh, my God. Andy went inside the he didn't struggle at all. No, he had an opportunity.
Well,
I saw that.
He's big and powerful. So as I was saying before, I used an Ultra Ball for this one.
Okay, good.
Up. Yeah. Now, if I had been really afraid he was going to break out, I would have used a Master Ball.
Okay, good. But he's in an Ultra Ball. He's good.
Yeah, I should probably let him out.
Well, that's okay. Why don't we take a break? We'll let him out on the other side of this. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll have an emergency responder, and we'll maybe let Andy out of the Ultra Ball.
Maybe.
Dash Grabham is here. We'll be right back with more Comedy Bang Bang after this. I love that song. What song is that? It's my favorite melody. I can't remember what song that is. What are the lyrics? Here comes a pretty lady and a guy wearing a tie. Oh, wedding! Weddings! Yes, that's right. Wedding season is upon us. Is it not? Can any man or woman argue that wedding season is not upon us? Who would dare? Well, look, if you're going to a wedding and you're bringing a date, you don't want to look like some slob. It might be a slobs versus snob situation. You want to be on the right side of history on this thing. You want to be with the snobs. You want to look fresh. And this is where the blacktux.com comes in to help you. What the blacktux.com does is it helps you rent awesome suits and tuxedos in all styles completely online. With the Black Tux, you can take your style to the next level in funky. Funky! Cool options like the Emerald Shawl Tuxedo and blow it out for your big one-time event. This Emerald Shawl Tuxedo, by the way, I got to get a picture of this thing. I've been talking about it for years. I have something in my head that I'm like, it can't be that. So theblacktux.com, send it over to me. I want to see this thing. With free home try-on, you can feel the quality and see the fit months before your event. So here's how it goes. After ordering your suit, it arrives 14 days before your event. So you can try it on. If anything is less than perfect, you send it back. The Black Tux is going to send you a replacement right away. That's it. That's all it is. And then you wear it. Do I need to give you that instruction? You put it on. You turn heads and then you send it back 3 days later. It is that easy. Shipping is even free both ways. Although I bet they put the price of shipping in the actual. Anyway, the Black Tux, I've used it. Friends of mine have used it. They have sharp suits, okay? It's not like going to, I don't know where you live, but I bet the tux selection, wherever you live, is probably pretty slim. And I'm not talking about the cut. The Black Tux has everything you need, and they're very, very stylish. To get $20 off your purchase, visit theblacktux.com/bangbang, okay? That is theblacktux.com/bangbang. $20 off your purchase. The Black Tux, premium rental suits and tuxedos delivered. Fact or fiction? Most Americans don't have a will. Oh, I wish it was fiction. That is a stone cold fact. Most Americans don't have wills. 20 years ago, That wasn't a shocking statement. I don't know if it is now, quite honestly. I said it like it was. But 20 years ago, people would die and they didn't have wills. And you would understand it a little more because to get a will, you had to have a trustworthy attorney. You had to pay them by the hour to draft it. It took up a bit of coin. By the end of the experience, you wouldn't have any money to give to anybody. Anyway. But these days, look, there's no excuse anymore. You should have a will. The worst thing is when you shuffle off this mortal coil, as they say. I believe that was the immortal bard once coined that phrase. And then you're leaving your loved ones to deal with your mess. There's no excuse for that. Now LegalZoom has made it easy to create your own will. You don't have to leave it to the lawyers. More than 1 million people, sounds like about what, a million and two, have used LegalZoom for their estate planning needs. And guess what? This is a perfect time to be talking about this because it is National Make-A-Will Month at LegalZoom.com and only at LegalZoom.com. Don't try to celebrate National Make-A-Will Month anywhere else. So it's your turn to take control of your family and your assets with an estate plan. It starts with a will or a living trust. And if you don't know which one is right for you, that's no problem because LegalZoom's network of independent attorneys will advise you on what is best for you and your family. Plus, LegalZoom is not a law firm, so you never pay hourly rates. Make things a lot easier on your family when you're gone. Check out LegalZoom's Last Will and Living Trust Estate Plans now during National Make-A-Will Month at LegalZoom.com. And for special savings, be sure to enter code BANGBANG in the referral box at checkout. That is code BANGBANG for special savings only at LegalZoom.com, where life meets legal. Comedy Bang Bang, we're back here with Dash Grabham and Andy Richter. Our guest not is yet. Trapped within.
Hold on, I got you. What? I choose you, Andy Richter.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Are you going to put me in the ball?
Oh, you don't remember being in the ball?
See, I told you, man.
Wow. You were in the ball.
No.
Yeah. How do you feel now? Do you feel rested?
I feel like we should probably break.
No, we took a break. We've come back already.
You advertised things?
Yes, I did.
And I was...
And you missed it. You don't know what... Yeah, I mean, there's stamps.com.
There's
and
probably
Lisa
some
mattresses.
Kind of fucking mattress.
Oh, this is crazy, Scott.
Speaking of mattricide, yes.
Well, every time a new Pokemon gets registered, it goes into every single person's Pokedex in the world because it's kind of like a Wikipedia-style updating database.
Sure.
There's now a Pokemon entry for an Andy Richter.
What?
Oh, my God.
Officially as a Pokemon.
You're officially a Pokemon.
With hands for hands.
Hands for hands.
And feet for feet.
Oh!
Well, fascinating. So if you're willing to go back in at the end of the show, we can certainly allow that. But until then,
I still don't believe that you did put me in a ball.
Tell you what, next time we'll videotape it and show it to you.
Whatever. Yes. I mean, I don't believe it.
What's up,
I feel
Dash?
The same.
What's up, Dash?
Do I have to take Andy Richter with
you? You don't want to take Andy?
I just feel weird. He said he has kids, doesn't he?
He does, but, I mean, they don't seem to like him
that much. They're old enough, They gotten all they could out of me.
Okay, if you want to join my suicide squad.
Yeah, are you going to wrap some sort of explosive collar around Andy's neck and force him to go off and do missions?
Is that what they do in that movie?
Yeah, you haven't seen it, obviously.
No.
Now, does the bomb with eyes and a mouth, since it has a mouth, I imagine it can kiss, right?
I mean, yeah. Why?
Okay. All right.
Put it inside that Pokeball.
Vote.
Is that a Pokeball or an Ultra Ball that the bomb is in?
The bomb's in an Ultra Ball.
Ultra Ball, got it.
Have you ever seen it kiss?
I mean, no, but that doesn't mean it can't.
It has lips. It has actual lips because, dogs can't kiss. All they can do is lick you.
Dogs can't kiss?
Such disappointment in that.
Sorry.
That sounds like there's a lot of experimentation in that statement.
By the way, why would you have had a bar mitzvah if you're only 12?
I wouldn't. I'm not Jewish.
No, I'm just saying that you said you didn't have one. You've never had the opportunity to have one because you're not old enough.
Oh, I guess I haven't missed the window yet.
No, you haven't.
I could go to a rabbi and have him turn me away 3 times to convert to the Jewish faith, and then I could have a bar mitzvah. I could have a poke mitzvah.
Oh, that would be amazing. Well, we do need to get to our next guest before we get to that. She is an emergency responder. What an interesting job. Why don't we welcome Helka John's daughter?
Yes, Helka. Hekla. Thank
Sorry, Hekla.
Hekla. Thank Hekla. You. It means crochet in Icelandic.
It means what now?
Crochet. You know, do you do you have yarn that you wish to make a picture out of?
I don't personally know.
But if you did, that would be my name, Hekla.
Wait, if I had yarn, that would be your name.
And you wanted to make a picture.
And I wanted to make a picture, that would be your name.
Or a scarf. You could make a scarf or a picture.
Crochet is what you're talking
Hekla,
about.
Yeah.
Hekla. And that's what Hekla means in what language?
Icelandic.
Icelandic. You're from Iceland?
I am. I was born in Akureyri, and now I live outside of Reykjavik. It's a beautiful place, but it's fraught with peril.
It sounds, there's so many consonants coming at me.
Are there?
With so few vowels.
Oh, is that because we are separate in the Arctic? We are separate from all of the consonants.
I mean, just Arctic. That's so
Arctic.
Many of them right there.
We're not part of any consonant except for maybe Europe.
I understand what you're saying. You're thinking
the
on the same continents,
consonant.
Not consonant. Yeah.
Yeah.
Got it. Welcome to the show. This
Thank
is Andy.
You,
this is Dash Grabham.
Hello, Ellie. Hello, tiny boy. Hello.
Hello, Hekla.
I'm
Hello.
Small.
How Do you know you? Bjork?
Oh, I love Bjork. Everyone in Iceland loves Bjork. She
but did
our,
they, does everybody know her?
I did meet her once. She came into a gas station that I was working in, and she took all of the tiny donuts. The donuts.
Wow. Yeah, yeah, sure. I know.
She's the opposite of Ariana Grande.
I don't know who that is. Is
oh,
she
right.
Is she a big person?
No, she's pretty tiny.
I would
she's Bjork sized.
Her in an ultra ball.
You want Ariana Grande? What crime has she committed?
I don't know, but she's Grande. I got to use an ultra ball.
That's true.
Is this one of those Taco Bell menu items? That's what I've come to the U.S. for the first time, and there's so many interesting named items here.
Yes,
I came on a mission, and I am here to discourage reckless tourism in my country.
Reckless tourism.
Reckless.
Is that what
Tourism in my country.
What does that mean, reckless tourism?
Well, Americans, forgive me for being so direct and very rude, but Americans are a bit dummies. They're dummies.
Oh, and God, it's so true.
They come to Iceland to see our beautiful landscape and to hike in the mountains and to do a log of Eiger trek and to go to hot springs and to go to Jokskarland Glacier.
I knew the first three things that you said, and then I don't know what Jargifsarkid tricks
Jokskarland are. Jokskarland is a big glacier we have in the south of the country.
Got
and
it.
The Americans come, but everyone wants to take everyone do it for the gram.
Oh, the Instagram, for the picture of the beautiful landscapes.
Yes, and then often these dummy tourists, they plummet to their death.
Oh, okay. That's happening a lot in Iceland right now, I guess. People
record-breaking numbers.
Record-breaking number of people plummeting
to their deaths. Just doing basic activities that we have done since we were very young children.
I see.
Like you, small boy.
Like plummeting to your not death.
Yes, like we can go on a hike or go look at a glacier or go, walk up a mountain and not fall to our deaths because we are trained in things like balance.
In not falling.
Yes.
Yeah. When you say trained in balance, meaning just like remaining tethered to the earth via gravity?
Yes, yeah, we do utilize gravity.
That's a big part of the balance thing.
You know, as young children in Iceland, we are taught a life skills class. Mm. We're taught about an elf from outer space who comes to, this is very real, an elf from outer space has landed in Iceland and doesn't know how to survive. So we are taught to teach him the effects of gravity, money management skills, how not to get in fights, not to drinking too much, and contraceptives.
This is all very
this
real.
This is very real. We are all taught from the age of 9 years old.
How to teach this to an elf?
If an elf comes to your country and doesn't know how, so then we extrapolate that and we teach
right.
it to tourists.
Money management.
Yes.
Yes.
How not to get in fights.
How not to get
alcohol
in fights.
Alcohol consumption and contraceptives.
Is the elf a male or female elf?
It could be either. We've had very stupid women come as well. So
right.
I see.
It's a metaphor for a dumb tourist like your,
oh,
maybe
oh, oh,
yourself.
I see.
Would be, you know, maybe
Got
yourselves
it.
Would be these
see,
dumb, dumb people.
Got
I don't
it.
Know.
So a lot of deaths in
many
your country.
Deaths, yeah.
Just many, many deaths. And you respond to them? You are
Yes,
a,
I am from Icelandic Search and Rescue.
I see.
ISSAR. Or if in our language, it's Silsafafar and Failure Landsbjörg.
Oh my God! Wow, that is incredible. But what was what did you say before?
Ice rewind.
Sorry,
no, I didn't accidentally press rewind. No, that was That was purely going forward.
What is rewind again? What is rewind?
You have no need for rewind in Iceland?
No, in Iceland, we only look forward. We only look towards the future.
Do you have fast forward?
We go very fast.
Okay.
So. At all times. So we'd have no regular speed.
So what did you call it? Ice far?
Ice sir. Icelandic search and rescue.
Ice sir.
Ice sar.
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 Do you have ISIS there?
Iceland is Iceland.
Right.
Is that what you mean?
Is.
Ice
baby? Do you have ice baby?
We don't have many children, and you know we have to name them according to the naming committee. If you have a baby in Iceland, like my name is Hekla for crochet, because that's what my mother did when I was born.
Hello. My name's Dash Grabham.
Hello.
Are we saying our names?
I guess so. Andy, do you want to go ahead?
Hi, I'm Andy Richter.
Oh.
And you're here to it's on an information campaign, is
yes, that? Yes, to spread the news that don't come to Iceland if you are
If you haven't mastered gravity, or if you're stupid.
If you are bad at being in the world, because you will plummet to your death.
Can I ask you a question?
Anything.
Seeing as you're in search and rescue, wouldn't teaching tourists to not fall to their deaths be bad for business?
We do not get paid. We are all volunteers. The entire Icelandic search and rescue team are volunteer citizens. I was a dentist, but search and rescue has taken over full time because so many dummies are dying. No.
Oh. Oh, sorry. I thought you were saying something. You said no.
No, I got a little scared. I'm sorry.
I don't know whether you're making a guttural sound, as in clearing your throat to start a sentence, or whether you're ending a sentence. Well, that was one that I thought you were ending or starting.
I'm very on edge because I'm constantly worried about people
about us
plummeting
falling to
their death at all times.
There's no sort of hole or cliff or
but
anything
your chair
like that.
Is much higher than our chairs.
Well, yes, I'm a little bit taller than you.
Can you lower your chair?
I guess I can.
Can you lower your
I'm going to be below chair. The mic then.
Can you just sink down a bit, Scott. Okay, it's making me nervous.
Okay, now I'm down here. But
pull the mic towards yourself.
Don't do that. The mic seems too scary. It's pointy and it seems dangerous.
I'll try to tilt it down. Okay. This is sort of the Liam Gallagher style of singing here. Wait, you were going to say something, Dash?
I have a question. Because you said someone came into the gas station where you worked, but you also said you're a dentist. So is those two different jobs? Or are you a dentist that works inside of a gas station?
I mean,
great question.
Sure. Let's say the latter. It was a gas station when I was a teenager, but yes, I have still maintained my job in a gas station.
Is that like one of those Taco Bell, Pizza Hut combo, you know, places?
Man, this country has great stuff in it, I will say.
Which one? Ours or yours?
He's from the Kanto region.
I'm from the Kanto region.
Where is that again? Is that which consonant is that on?
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Is European or is it is?
It's not in Europe.
No, is it Asia?
It's in the Kanto region.
So now, which country are you talking about that has a wonderful
the U.S. Stuff? USA? You were saying it's got like the Taco Bell. That's also something else.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool to me.
Oh, yeah. I have not seen one of those, but it sounds delightful. Is there anything hot or scary or dangerous in there?
Well, sure. You know, they have deep fryers.
Yeah.
How many accidents
frequently?
Happen?
Frequently, there's a Kentucky Fried Chicken, so they will call them Kentaco Huts. Because it's Kentucky Fried Chicken, a Taco Bell, and a Pizza Hut.
We have huts as well. They're mountain huts. Last year, three tourists died inside of it after trying to do a promposal video. Where they tried to do a promposal.
What is a promposal? Because
I
propose you go to prom with me?
Yes, I ask you to go to prom. It's a promposal. They tried to viral video it. Right. It's a trend from America, I'm told.
Okay.
And these three teenagers huddled in the hut to do the promposal, to wait for the woman who was going to come up, for the man to ask. She did not go up the hike because she was smart. And those three men stayed there with no food or water, and they plummeted to their death.
Wait. Let me try to figure out what happened.
They were in a hut and they were waiting, and then they plummeted to their death.
It's a dangerous country.
Right. They probably went out looking for food and just fell.
I can't begin to speculate, but those are the huts we have. Is your Pizza Hut similar to this?
I don't think people are starving to their death in our Pizza Huts. I think
not
they're quite
all.
The opposite. They're in
not
fact
at all. No,
widening no. So big that you may need an ultra ball.
I see. So this place is safer.
There are no restaurants where I'm from.
I have a question.
There are no restaurants?
Not that I've found.
So but there's food.
I mean, I've never seen any.
Do you not eat?
I mean, sometimes I feed the Pokemon, but Now that I think about it, where I'm from, I have never personally, I've eaten potions. No, I haven't. I've given it to them. I've never eaten anything.
You've never eaten. Why have you been inside these Taco Bell Pizza Huts then?
Oh, well, here, it's I mean.
It's different here.
Yeah.
So what are the tips you have for not plummeting to one's death?
Stay here.
Stay in America.
Don't come.
So you just don't want anyone, you don't want tourism.
Please stay here. We have too many.
You have too many people in Iceland.
Our country, our population is maybe 200,000 and our tourism is maybe 2 million every year.
Right.
People are pooping on the side of the road. There's viral videos, you can look them up, of strangers just pooping. Because there's not enough restrooms.
So there's corpses everywhere. Yeah, Andy's looking up these videos.
This is real viral.
So you're not
going
to be able to do this inside the Ultra Ball.
Wait, hold on.
On the ring road.
So people are pooping. You've never pooped?
I don't know.
You can come to Iceland.
I don't know if there's any bathrooms where I'm from.
You seem very safe. You don't eat food and you don't shit, so you can come.
I mean,
where do you get your energy?
I just kind of have it. I feel like I go into a town, there's a place to make the Pokemon come back to life, there's a place to store the Pokemon, sometimes there's like a business to investigate, but there's no bathrooms.
And there's no restaurants.
Are there taverns? There's a couple Italian restaurants, now that I think about it. They're run by a boss named Giovanni, and he's a bad guy. But you can't eat at any of them.
Right, you can just visit with him?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so you don't poop.
And you would never, for instance, try to take a big gulp in your mouth out of a 300-foot waterfall. Would you ever do that?
That happens a lot in Iceland.
Gulp in my mouth out of a 300-foot waterfall?
Like, open your mouth like you are a tiny baby bird to get a drink from a waterfall and then get smashed to death by the difficult waterfall.
Just, like, is the waterfall off for a second and then you get under it?
No, these people tip their heads up like baby chickens looking to the sky and they position themselves and move into the waterfall.
Very powerful moving
very
waterfall.
Very powerful because they think the sides of it will be less powerful.
Do they test it out with their hands? First,
some do, some are dumb. And the ones that are dumb then get smashed in the face and body.
Smashed in the face with powerful falling water.
Falling water.
Andy is watching something that is delighting him right now.
Yeah, well,
I'm reading something.
Is it about the pooping tarst?
Yes. She's not kidding.
What is it exactly?
This is from guideToiceland.is.
That's right.
And this is like what bothers Icelanders against about tourism.
Right.
Number five, travelers defecating anywhere and everywhere.
Yes, it's a
problem. Apparently, people are just pooping everywhere. And it says in bold type, bring plastic bags with you
and pick up
your poo.
Yes, I understand that in Los Angeles you guys can do it for your fucking dogs everywhere you go. You all have so many
dogs.
That is a good point.
Yeah.
Yesterday I was in a Trader Joe's and there were more dogs than black people in there. And I said, this is a problem.
You'd prefer there to be more black people than dogs?
Yes,
or?
Yes, they need healthy food.
As a ratio
food.
Of the population, 100%. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yes, that's what I would want.
Wait, this is wild to me, though, because you're telling me that Americans are going there and pooping on the side of the road? Because it seems to me that Americans, from what I've gathered, love bathrooms and love, like, very specifically, like, what bathrooms they can and cannot go
into. Yes, very clean ones. I mean, isn't it incumbent upon your country to build more bathrooms if people are just pooping everywhere?
Well, you see, what's interesting is that every single year, the entire interior of our country, I'm talking 85% of our landmass, freezes over into a deathscape of ice and snow. Wow. People still live there. We have to plow and thaw that every year. We also have to maintain all of our conservation efforts. We have to ship in all of our food and any type of produce. We are fully self-sustained, and every child from the age of 9 years old is able to save someone, a drowning victim. So we kind of have a fucking lot on our plate right now, Scott, and we have enough of a handful just dealing with our own way of life. There's also fucking wolves in here. I understand you all don't have wolves anymore. You chase them all out, so Canada has wolves. So if you had wolves...
Coyotes.
If you guys had wolves, maybe you wouldn't have so many opinions about bathrooms.
Well, I beg your pardon. I mean, we do have more black people than wolves, so that,
that's
you know,
a
I mean,
start.
So that's a start right there, right?
Are they in the Trader Joe's, or are there wolves in the Trader Joe's?
There's no wolves in Trader Joe's.
There are definitely more black people than wolves in Trader Joe's.
Okay, well, that's progress.
Look, we need to do our final feature here on the show, and it's one of our favorite ones. Andy, you're going to love this one.
I love it. I don't know what it is yet, but I love it.
And this is going to be the last thing that you remember upon this earth. This is a little something called plugs.
I cannot believe with all the content you receive, you'd still want me.
Beautiful. Oh, melodic. That was Plug Job by Filthy Pilgrims.
Oh, there's some good harmonies in there.
They're really nice. You like harmonies?
Sure.
Wow. All right. Well, what are we plugging, guys? Andy, of course, we have the Conan show.
The Conan show.
Four nights a week.
Now, yes.
I saw you on Twitter. You were trying to throw your hat in the proverbial ring to become the new Jeopardy host.
That would be great.
Yeah. Now, why do you want to do this?
It's easy. It's fun.
What's fun about it?
I like game shows.
Yeah, you were on Jeopardy a couple of times.
I've been on Jeopardy a couple times.
And you thought the person who reads the things, that would be fun to do.
Sure.
What happened to the last person from Jeopardy?
No, it's Alex Trebek.
He believes he may step down in a year and a half or so.
Yeah, yeah. And by step down, I mean plunge to his death.
Oh,
yeah.
that's what I was worried about.
Right.
Anything else you want to plug?
Oh, what else am I doing? Well, I'm the voice of Globby on Big Hero 6 on the Disney Channel.
So you do know about Big Hero 6. Let's hear Globby's voice.
You've been hearing it the entire time.
Okay, this is it. Yeah.
It's not a real stretch.
So when you say you want jobs that are easy.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Come on. I mean, like yours.
Well, fair point.
Yeah, come on.
Anything else?
Vote.
Vote?
Yeah. Vote Democratic,
sure,
please.
Sure, there you go.
Yeah.
All right.
On a serious note.
Okay, Hecla, you're sort of anti-plugging.
Yes, please,
You're not plugging Iceland.
Don't come go anywhere else, please. I hear France is the tits. Please go there.
And people can shit if they
it's
want
le
there.
It's le tits.
It's le tits. They can what?
They can shit if they want
I
there,
hear
right?
France has an open defecation policy, so enjoy that. And then a safe activity you can do while you stay your asses at home is you can listen to podcasts. There's a great podcast on Stitcher Premium called The Super Group.
The Super Group, yes.
Mm-hmm. And it's music and comedy and people forming a new band every episode to write a song. And then they talk about it in a funny way, but the songs are not funny, they are just good.
And they have a week to write and record new song every single week.
Yes, and a professional recording studio like the one we're sitting in right now.
Right, well, I don't know if this is a professional one.
Well, it does, it serves its purpose.
Yeah, somebody's making money.
You know, there wasn't enough
dumpster right outside the window, so it's, you know, it's a step up.
It's not like there was a budget for Abbey Road or anything, so we take what we can get.
Sure. Dash, what do you have to plug?
Well, if you're not in France, maybe you're in Scotland, because I recently heard that in Scotland, there's a show called Voldemort and the Teenage Hogwarts Musical Parody going on in the Edinburgh Fringe Festival. You could probably go watch it if you happen to be there through the end of August. It's playing there.
Oh, my goodness. That sounds fun.
It's pretty fun if you like Harry Potter stuff, which I do because I am 12.
Yeah.
And
The Boy Who Lived.
Hmm?
The Boy Who Lived,
no
I said?
Spoilers, I haven't finished it yet.
Okay,
I don't know if he lives or not.
No, it's pretty much page one. It's
well, yeah, at that point, he's the boy who is alive. But what about at the end if he doesn't live anymore, Scott?
Okay,
I got news for you. Everybody dies.
Is that true?
Yeah, even Harry Potter will die eventually.
I don't seem to get older as long as I get alive.
Oh, that's true.
I don't know if I will.
I don't know if I seem to be
perpetually 12.
Yeah, and yet you haven't finished Harry Potter in all the time you've been 12.
I've been so busy.
Yeah, that's true.
Finding places to sleep. Uh-huh. And if you do want more podcasts, maybe check out Off Book, the Improvised Musical.
Yes, Off Book. That's a show where people improvise a musical right in the spot. This is unlike Supergroup, where they have a week to do this thing.
Yeah, they write it out good.
But
and this one is the one where they make it up not good.
But you guys do it 7 times as fast, so some could argue that you are more talented.
Always forward, always going fast.
Look, I want to plug, hey, if you're a fan of Threedom, the show that Paul F. Tompkins and Lauren Lapkus and I do, we have new t-shirts in the store, Sucking on Chili Dog shirts. You can go to podswag.com/Threedom to get those. And that's all the plugs. Let's close up the old plug bag.
Whoa, what a bag. It's time to open it.
Andy, you look confused.
I'm also confused.
Yeah, it's because that was a terrible theme for closing the bag.
I know. I don't know how it happens to us every year. Somehow we sit down to record the closing of the plug bag theme, and we only sing about opening it.
Yeah,
weird. I don't know. Yeah, weird. What were you going to say, Dash?
That was my question as well.
You'd think one of your listeners would make a closing bag
You would
song.
Think, but no one's ever attempted it before. Well,
could
guys,
also
yes.
make a closing for Iceland's borders. Just make a song about
close up Iceland's
borders.
Yeah. If anyone has a theme to close Iceland's borders,
right. borders.
It's like a
now that is a catchy thing to say. Closing borders.
Build yeah. that wall. All right, guys, that's going to do it for us. Andy, thank you so much. Always great to see you.
Good to see you, Scott. Thank you.
And, of course, Hecla, good luck in your quest to close all your borders.
Thank you. Don't come here.
And Dash Grabham, you're always an interesting fellow. I hope you get your mojo back, as Austin Powers once said.
Thanks, Scott. I'm going to take Andy Richter on adventures around the world.
Yeah, okay.
What?
Let's open up your Ultra Ball.
No,
let's
you're
get
not
going to
do it.
Wow. Okay. We'll see you next time. We'll never see Andy again. Thanks. Bye.
Want to hear Earwolf pilots before anybody else? We made a podcast feed just for you. Earwolf Presents is full of great stuff, like preview episodes for upcoming shows, peeks behind the paywall, and pilots for podcasts that haven't even been made yet. It's like getting to listen in behind the scenes here at Earwolf. Starting January 21st, Earwolf Presents will have a bunch of new pilots for you, like Edgar Montplaisir's The Wokest. Catch conversations between the wokest man in the world and comedians like Risa Lechea. Also, hear upcoming pilots The Florida Cast, Wow, You're Native American Too?, This Week in Sports, and Carl Alarm all throughout the month. Let us know what you think of them with hashtag Earwolf Presents. Subscribe to Earwolf Presents to hear more great episodes from around the network and behind the paywall, like an episode of Drew Tarver's Strictly Business with Derek Contrera, or Act One of Matt Besser's punk musical, Stolen Idea. Just search for Earwolf Presents in your podcast app and subscribe so you don't miss an update.
Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? Well, what if I just said, tough luck, and then ended it? No, I actually have the perfect gift, and I stand by this one 100%. I've talked about it. Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi-connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. How many photos do you think you've taken in your life? Four? More? Well, it's unlimited how many photos you can share on this thing. And I believe me, I've tested it out. It is super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving Aura as a gift, you can personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. And that's what I did. I gave these to all of my loved ones. And we put photos of our new baby into the frame, and they love it. My mom would rather watch the Aura frame than TV. She just sits there like watching the new photos come up. She loves it. I love them. I think it's one of the greatest inventions to ever be invented. Thank goodness whoever did it, I couldn't. Mr. Aura, if you're out there, we love you. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That is AURA Frames, AuraFrames.com. Use code BANGBANG at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Comedy Bang Bang, the podcast, is sponsored by Squarespace. Squarespace, you know what it is. It's the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. With Squarespace, it is easy to create a beautiful website to engage with your audience all on your terms. And let me tell you something. You do not want to miss Fluid Engine. Oh, Fluid Engine is here, a next-generation website design system from Squarespace. You start with a best-in-class website template and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. And with the new asset library, you're able to manage all your files from one central hub and use them across the Squarespace platform. So head to squarespace.com for a free trial. When you are ready to launch, of course, go to squarespace.com/bangbang to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Remember the first time you learned how to ride a bicycle? just taking your feet off of the ground and putting them on those pedals. And oh no, nothing's holding you up except your own sense of balance. Oh gosh, the nostalgia for something like that. Well, you know what? You can experience it again this spring. Get out there, enjoy the weather, and recapture the magic of riding a bike with Electric E-Bike. That's right. They have an amazing variety of models built for riders of all abilities, including mine, poor. It's never been easier to fall in love with riding again. Go to electricebikes.com to discover e-bikes that start at just $799. With the XP Lite, anyone can ride with a variety of models designed to be a better mode of transportation. There's the zippy and affordable XP Lite, a great start to any e-bike journey. And we also have the Expedition. That's right, the letter X and then Pedition, a sturdy and versatile cargo e-bike that can hold up to 450 pounds. You know what? Electric e-bikes, they gave my good friend Paul F. Tompkins one of these things. He loves it. He's tootling around every day on it. Ring, ring. Hello. Hello, everyone. It's improved his social life. He used to be a hermit. He used to be sort of a Scrooge-like miser character. And now he's out there on that electric e-bike saying hello to the entire community. And you can, too. Go full throttle into spring with Electric e-bikes, the number one selling e-bikes in the nation. Get your adventure started at electricebikes.com. Please, please, please mention the Comedy Bang Bang the podcast sent you in the post-checkout survey. That is electric, L-E-C-T-R-I-C, and then ebikes.com. That's how you get there. Okay, bye!
Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
Save big money at Menards. Get your garden ready with groundbreaking power equipment from Earthquake. Tillers are great for breaking up compact soil and killing weeds in your garden. Get maximum power in a compact frame with a Pioneer rear tine tiller. It features dual direction tines and self-propelled steel wheels. Hurry in for all of your lawn and garden needs and visit Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.